The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Lance Lysowski, joined, of course, by Catherine Fitzgerald. Catherine, freshly back from Ireland. Well, not freshly back, but she went to Ireland.
It still feels fresh.
Yeah. Well, while you were gone, the NFL schedule dropped.
Yes, I had a five-hour time difference. So I was, you know, watching for leaks and stuff like that, but then finally was like, okay, I need to see this, and then immediately go to bed.
I thought you were going to stay up all night thinking about it, debating, putting out some hot takes, but that's what this podcast is for.
Yes, it's good to be back.
And we also got the preseason schedule, so we'll touch on that. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I think it is interesting. We knew the red and blue scrimmage was going to be the first big event at the new stadium.
Yes.
That's August 7th, the scrimmage. That'll be fun. Josh Allen will come out in a red helmet and everybody will go nuts. But preseason opener, August 15th against Carolina. The big game we were all waiting for, though, is that first home game of the regular season. A lot of people aren't going to be happy or aren't happy about what they found out, though, right?
Week two, Thursday night.
Thursday
night. Interesting.
Hey, whenever the NFL can do a favor for Jeff Bezos, they got to do it, right? They gave it to Amazon Prime. It's all about money. You know, Amazon Prime, you look at the games that they got this year compared to last year. They obviously complained about the quality of games they got for how much they're paying. So they rewarded them with Josh Allen and the first home game at Highmark Stadium.
It'll be interesting. I know the Bills wanted a primetime game, and so they did get that. But I was surprised it wasn't week one.
Yeah, the whole week one of it, I know the Bills, they were okay if it wasn't week one.
For sure. You know? I see both sides,
I guess. Of course. And I guess if you have it in week one, there's all these other primetime games that there's less of a spotlight on it, maybe. So week two is okay, but a Thursday night, I know a lot of people are like, who cares? It's Thursday night. I'm calling off work. I don't care. But you got people coming in from out of town. The Bills wanted to make a full day of events out of it outside the state. It limits them in some capacity. It'll still be an incredible atmosphere. It'll be a game nobody forgets. But if we are considering what the alternatives were, yeah, it kind of stinks.
Or the player perspective, they don't love Thursday night games.
And you're going to Houston in week one to start off, and you have to play on a short week against Detroit. I mean, Detroit, yes, they didn't make the playoffs last year, Catherine, but they're a good team, and they're a team that you want to be
feisty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're a physical team. You know, Dan Campbell, he's, you know, tough
Dan
guy.
Campbell.
Yeah, he's got a big personality. It's a good team, good quarterback. So it's a big test. It's a great test. I think it's a pretty solid choice for an opponent for that first home game. It's just, yeah, short week. And I think there's just, yeah, it takes some air out of it a little bit, in my opinion, that the league chose it to go this route.
I think it'd be one thing if the rest of the schedule, I was like, oh, well, everything else is perfect.
Yeah.
I've never thought that about an NFL schedule, so I don't know why I still set that as a barometer. But the double holiday games.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that personally because I like my holidays.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? But they are two great opponents. You've got Denver, you've got Kansas City, right? Those are going to live up to the billing. At least they aren't putting the Bills up against the Jets on one of those two holidays.
Right. That's what my family and I really want to gather around for. Not that I'll be with my family, but you know.
Yeah, Bills, Jets, of course. Yeah. The one, so I was first year coach for the Bills. You got Joe Brady coming in with an entirely new staff. I guess it depends how you look at it, but with a new staff, maybe it would have been nice to have a, I don't want to say a cupcake game, but a week one game against the Jets would have been a nice way to ease into the season. Bills aren't going to be able to ease their way into the season with the schedule they were given. Those first 5 weeks of the season are pretty difficult.
It is a strong stretch to begin the Joe Brady era here. I was a little surprised by it. You know, just looking at mixing the night games as well, the primetime games, it's really interesting. And then you throw in the opponents and it's like, oh man, this is a lot for the Bills.
Yeah, you got Houston to start things off with, and they're gonna be a pretty popular pick to make it to the Super Bowl this year. I think their roster is one of the best in the NFL. Come home to Detroit, you've got, you know, New England early, you've got the Rams early, even
Chargers early.
The Chargers are going to be a bounce back candidate with a healthy offensive line, and Mike McDaniel is their offensive coordinator. But even you look at Catherine, you look at the Rams on a Monday night, you got the Raiders on a Sunday afternoon. How the Bills handle that short week with two games on the West Coast is going to be another storyline we have to watch.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Teams approach it differently all the time. I know, not that it's the same, but you look at when the Bills went to London and they had such a short trip. I think they've learned some things from that. So just kind of what they want to do to mitigate the travel stressors.
Yeah, and when I looked at the schedule and I saw, we knew they were going to get some Monday nights, they were going to get some short weeks. That's the price you pay for being a good team that people want to watch. But I kept thinking back to the first press conference for Joe Brady when we were hearing from Brandon Bean and Joe Brady about injury prevention and their practice plans each week and what they're going to be doing between games to make sure they're healthy and fresh and better positioned this year than last year when half their roster was hurt, it seemed, by the end of training camp. So this is going to put that to the test. How are you preparing your players between games to make sure everybody's healthy and ready to go?
Lance, everyone handles it a little differently. I oftentimes look for what's happening around my birthday when the NFL schedule comes out. But there's other things to kind of look for, too. Big games, the way the bye falls, stuff like that. What were you looking at when this came out?
December's interesting to me. We knew the opponent, so it was going to be difficult. Especially when you compare the strength of schedule in 26 to 25, it's completely different. That being said, the other AFC East teams are dealing with the same challenge. The Patriots' schedule is not going to be the cupcake it was last season. But I think December was one that really stood out to me because you have New England on the road. You have Green Bay on the road. You got that Christmas Day game in Denver against the Broncos. So, yeah, it's difficult to start. And sure, you got the Jets and the Dolphins in your division. No one's expecting anything from them. But it is going to be difficult from start to finish. And Joe Brady was asked about it, you know, last week before the first media availability of OTAs.
Yes.
And it is what it is, right? That's kind of what his reaction to it was.
Yeah, I think you look at where the weather plays in for some of these. They'll be at Green Bay on the road, like you said. They have Chicago at home in December. It's, you know, we could have some cool cinematic snow games, which not always exciting for the players. Sometimes exciting for us. I can't always decide. Sometimes I can't. It depends on the uniforms, frankly.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. And it's the quality of the quarterbacks, too. I just feel like with this schedule, not only are they better teams, but you're getting better quarterbacks this year than the Bills faced last year. And with a new defensive coordinator, all those changes on defense. I know fans are tired of hearing about all the changes on defense because we were talking about it last year in terms of all the cap, you know, the draft capital and whatnot, but it's a completely different defense. And how is that going to perform? I think that's going to work to the Bills' advantage early in the year, because if you're the Houston Texans week one, you don't know what you're going to face with this Bills defense. You can watch the Denver Broncos where Jim Leonard was a coach, but until you get a week of tape, no one's going to know what this Bills defense looks like.
Yeah, I think that is an advantage for early on in the season. The bye, I thought, was a little early.
Similar, it's same as last year,
right? Same as last year. I thought it was early then, too.
It was, and they need to get through training camp healthy compared to last year.
Yeah.
Because that bye was a big, you know, you knew the suspensions were going to happen with Hoyt and Ogunjobi last year, but that bye was kind of like everybody needs to get healthy again.
Yeah.
And some guys didn't. You know, Ed Oliver came back and got hurt again. Maxwell Harrison came back, but, you know, it was a little up and down for a rookie. So I think it's just going to be, when you have a first-year coach, how does Joe Brady handle all these different challenges?
Yeah.
You know, he learned under Sean McDermott. He saw Sean Payton in New Orleans when he was working on that staff. And when you just have good opponent after good opponent, and it's going to test your first-year defensive coordinator, we just knew that Chiefs game was going to be later in the season. They were not going to have the Bills play the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes not on that field, and they get to do it on Thanksgiving night, which I think is going to be a pretty incredible, not only an incredible test, but it's going to be a great game. That's a great choice by the league, even though we like our Thanksgivings.
It'll be Thanksgiving brunch for me. Taylor Swift, you are invited. But it definitely, it changes the cadence. Just the Thursday night game, again, you're playing them on a short week. Short week for both teams, I know. But I think still just kind of, you know, how do you take advantage of that on the backside of it to then rest up before you head to New England?
Is there a game or games that you are most looking forward to seeing? It could be a road trip. What are you What stood out to you? Because there's certain aspects. Like, I was looking forward to going to Lambeau until I saw it was in December, for example.
Oh, see, I like that it was in December.
Yeah, it'll be.
I want the full experience.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I was, you know, you look at that division, I was excited for Minnesota as well.
Yeah, that's
Bills are on the road there. Early November, that's a stadium I haven't been to. A city I've only really been to once, and it was during a layover.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's a great city. It's underrated.
So I'm excited for that one. I think playing Baltimore Halloween weekend will be spooky.
That's coming out of the bye, too.
Yes.
And everybody's going to expect a crazy game like the last two that 100%. We saw between those two teams.
Yeah.
That Rams game is one that I'm really looking for.
Okay,
we saw
yeah.
the way that it played out the last time those two teams played.
Yes.
A bunch of points scored. The Rams are going to be a popular Super Bowl pick. They've got Matt Stafford. And it's just with the new defense and all the changes, I want to see how they fare against these top offenses.
Yeah.
You know, the Bills couldn't stop the run last year. That is where it all starts for them. And Jim Leonard's first year as defensive coordinator, how do they fare? And the New England games, to me, like, yeah, it's a divisional game. It's not as there's no big surprises. You kind of know what to expect from the Patriots with Mike Vrabel as their coach and Drake May as the quarterback. But can the Bills sweep those two games? You know, they lost at home, won on the road last year. How is it going to go this year with a different defense? Because they just couldn't stop Drake May that first time around last season.
No, I think when you look at the division, those are the ones I look forward to, too. Although I will say, appreciate going to Miami in January.
Yeah. And that'll be like, I know the Dolphins, nobody's expecting anything from the Dolphins this year, but it's Joe Brady's return to South Florida,
which
will be another storyline. And I just think that the Dolphins, you can't underestimate anybody, right? The Bills lost pretty badly to the Dolphins in Miami a year ago. So, yeah, we'll I think what's always important to remember, though, when you're evaluating these schedules in May, every team looks formidable, but then you have injuries, like some teams just completely disappoint and you expect them to be one thing and they're the other. Who's that going to be this year? Who takes a big step? It could be New England. We don't know. They could have a bit of a sophomore slump in what Mike Vrabel's second season. There's been obviously a lot of noise around that team this offseason for reasons we won't get into.
Yeah.
But it is, there's just, the Bills knew this was going to be such a massive challenge with the teams they were going to be facing. Now it's just, we get to see what the coaching changes and all the roster changes actually lead to in terms of, can they improve on defense? Can this offense get even better in 26?
That Rams game that you mentioned too is kind of a bookend of this 5-week stretch to start the season where, you know, so many questions about what this team will look like. Not so many, but it will be different. How does Joe Brady survive that stretch?
Yeah, how does this entire team? It's going to push, you know, we talk about just the coaches, but it's the leadership in the locker room too.
Yeah.
If you start 0-1 or you start 0-2, it's statistically you're behind the eight ball by quite a bit if you start even 0-2 in the NFL. A lot of teams cannot overcome an 0-2 start, which is crazy to think with a 17-game season, but historically it's been very difficult. So I think it is a massive test. And with Labor Day falling later, they do get more time to prepare for training camp. It is going to put maybe a premium with rookie head coach, new coaching staff on those preseason games. They're not going to – I don't expect us to see Josh Allen, Catherine, but, you know, you have the – they have the joint practice with the Browns. That is a big key moment for them to get live action against a good defense. How does that help you prepare for that first game? But yeah, I mean, it's, you have to be ready. Joe Brady said that he acknowledges the expectations are through the roof for this team. He is owning it. He is, you know, I think pressure is a privilege is a phrase that we've heard time and again over the last 4 or 5 months around one Bills drive. But let's see it. Like, how are you going to handle, you know, whether it's losing a good player to an injury early on or a terrible quarter. And Joe Brady's doing this, Catherine, while also balancing head coaching and play calling duties, which is another layer to this coaching change that I think we're going to be talking about quite a bit as we get ready for week one. OTAs are underway, Catherine. Right in the thick of it. Rookie mini camp for people who maybe aren't fully aware or they're paying attention to the Sabres. There's not a whole lot to it. Especially when you're a team like the Bills and you're not signing, you know, these tryout players, they have very long odds, if any at all, this roster is pretty much set, especially with all the UDFAs. So there wasn't a whole lot at stake. It was interesting to see TJ Parker on the field, but now OTAs, you have the full team
here. Yes.
Now it is voluntary, so not everybody was there for last week. We won't get into the names because it could be changing quickly, and there's no pads on, another caveat. But we do hear from some of these players for the first time since the coaching change. And the one that everybody wanted to hear from, Keon Coleman.
Personally, we hadn't heard from him in a while.
I love the way that he handled his interview. I love the honesty. He says that he was, I'll paraphrase because we can't swear on this podcast, Catherine, but he said he was terrible in his second NFL season. And a little, the inconsistencies, and it's not just on the field, of course, but it's off the field. He acknowledged it, and he knows that he acknowledged it's a make or break year for his time at the Bills. He has to be good this year.
Yeah, and I think him putting that onus on himself is huge. You know, he took responsibility. He was forward-looking as well of here's what happens from this step. The make-or-break year, you know, that's putting pressure on himself. But it's, I think, a lot of internal pressure versus he's not – I don't think he's feeling the external factors as much as he is demanding better of himself.
Yeah, I think that he saw through those benchings last season and – even when they were down receivers again in the Broncos, you know, the AFC divisional playoff game, it's not like Keon Coleman was on the field a ton.
Yeah.
So when you make certain decisions, not only are you losing the trust of your coaches, but you're losing the trust of your teammates too. Like Josh Allen's not going to throw you a ball if he doesn't trust where you're going to be and you're prepared for the game. So I think it was an eye-opening moment for him. I think it's important to remember how young he still is. He just turned 23 years old.
Yeah.
Not everybody shows up. A seasoned NFL veteran, like those guys can be fewer and far between. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how Keon Coleman is going to define success in year three. We know the nature of this offense. They use three tight ends on the field at times. If it's not three, then it's two. There's going to be a lot of times where his snap count isn't what he wants it to be. He's not going to be running the routes that he wants to run or that he thinks are going to be putting him in the best position to succeed. But how are you showing up play in and play out? And I think that was probably part of his issue last year was maybe some frustration that he was running some Joe Brady routes, as we hear at One Bills Drive, where your job is just to clear out the safety and create room for your teammates.
Yeah.
But you got to accept that role and you have to understand that your opportunities are going to come. And I think that he's learning that through some growing pains. And even though they have DJ Moore, they have Khalil Shakir, they have three tight ends they like very much, they need Keon Coleman this season.
Yeah, and again, just credit to him for addressing it right away and his honesty there. Another player I think people were curious to hear from was Terrell Bernard.
Yeah, at the start of the offseason, you didn't know where he was going to fit.
Yeah.
3-4 defense, traditionally, we don't think of a linebacker like Terrell Bernard. You think of a bigger guy, and you really wondered, are the Bills going to replace Terrell Bernard or move him to a different spot or play him only situationally? But hearing him kind of acknowledge that he tried to play through injury last year, and that's such a football player mentality. He said, growing up, that's all you know. If you can be on the field, you're out there. But he hurt himself by doing it, he hurt his team last year by doing it, what he learned from that. And you really sense some excitement from him on what this defense is going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the one that he played in and had success in for Sean McDermott, but there are some different nuances that he mentions, especially the blitzing component that he feels are going to bring out his best going into the next season.
Yeah, and I think just knowing that he is a leader on this defense, been a captain for the last few years. It's going to matter how he has that mental approach to, I'm trying something new. This is going to be a challenge for me, but here we can all do this together. I think that goes a lot further than those intangibles matter, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll be curious. We're going to hear from Jim Leonard after, later in the day, so we won't be able to talk about it yet. But when we do hear from Jim Leonard, Catherine, I'd like to hear what he maybe thinks about the way their linebackers are going to be handling things before the snap. It seemed like, especially the last couple of years, Sean McDermott, he had a lot on his linebacker shoulders. And I think between trying to be a leader and making all those pre-snap checks, like Terrell Bernard just seemed to be overthinking a lot when he even was healthy last season. So it might just help to take some weight off of his shoulders, let him play a little bit more free. That is just, again, like there's so many different storylines with a new coach. I was so used to it covering the Sabres. Like every time you had a new coach, there was so much to talk about and so many different changes that you just didn't know what it was going to look like. And I think that's a really exciting part about the Bills going into training camp at the end of July is that we just don't know what this defense is going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, we won't really in training camp either because he's not going to show everything. But I want to see what, because we saw the Denver Broncos. So we have kind of an idea, but how is Bernard going to be used? How are some of these other players going to be used? But I thought it really stood out to me, just the excitement coming from him and what he's going to be asked to do.
Yeah, and this is a time of year where, you know, this starting now through training camp, everyone's excited. Everyone's in the best shape of their lives. Everyone
I love that part of it.
Knows that this role is going to fit me. But I think you can still tell when there's an authenticity there of the approach behind it. And I think that was something that, you know, you could see with these guys of just, it's not just word vomit. It's more, here's the work I'm putting in.
Yeah, I asked Joe Brady about the new additions on defense and how that group has maybe stepped up from the leadership standpoint. They lost a lot of leaders on this defense. Taron Johnson, Daquan Jones, you know, Shaq Thompson isn't back yet. Maybe he comes back at some point. Matt Milano. So, yeah, he mentioned Bradley Chubb, but he wanted to lead off his answer with Terrell Bernard.
Yeah.
And you've heard similar comments from Brandon Bean. They are making it very clear Terrell Bernard is a big part of their plans. Now, I want to see who else they're really going to be counting on this year. That maybe, you know, you thought might not fit in this defense. You know, Landon Jackson was another one I thought that maybe we haven't talked about him a lot, but I think he's going to play a lot for this football team.
He's putting on weight like no one else. Or, you know, he's done it before. He's done it in college. But I think just that, I don't know, he's able to just go from 260 to 285.
How do these people do? I don't understand. It's a lot of eating and a lot of working out. I get it. But it's always funny because you talk to those athletes who have to gain weight and eating becomes a chore. And that's just sad. Eating should be fun, you know?
Eating should be fun. That's the Play Action Podcast official take.
We're going to have you covered every step of the way throughout the offseason, Catherine. There's still a lot more to go. We have the end of OTAs, we got mandatory mini camp, and then we got training camp. So there's a lot to look forward to. There's a lot to talk about. She's Catherine Fitzgerald. I'm Lance Lysowski. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys soon.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.